Broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS and Haynes Boosters Club, Olerud's Marketplace, Captain's Choice Motel, Bigfoot Auto, White Rock LLC and White Rock Nursery, Mountain Market, Lutac Lumber, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, AP&T, Southeast Road Builders, and Haynes Real Estate.
Save game. Sorry, Larson with the ball at the right wing now. And Kaylee Smith trying to get another steal. Trying very hard to get yet another steal. Larson with the ball now. Kicks it into Kohler. And a jump ball called instead.
And we have that one to go with the mystery says the possession that had favored the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears at the half, at the quarter change. So now you're in mystery to get that ball in possession switch.
Hayward inbounding the ball to Smith, who kicks it over to Nelson, Tanisha Nelson, that is. Passes it over to Faith Gray. Gray for two, no good, but rebounded by Gina Hayward, and a jump ball is called.
So that'll favor the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears.
Oh, I did not see that. Thank you. Well, I mean, it's not like I have to write that down, but I didn't notice that. Swinton inbounding the ball now. Inbounds it to Larson. Larson with the ball now. Trying to go somewhere. Give it back to Swinton. Swinton over the wing. Steal by Faith Gray.
Wow, toe in the line. Gets it over.
Nelson now back to Smith. Recovered by Jenna Hayward for easy two.
Stolen by Gray, too, and as we're trying to go for a long inbound, it looks like Wing kind of upset with that little bit of pass there, and seems like getting the foul out of it, so Mischief's starting to roll here in the fourth quarter.
Second foul by Wing. Tanisha Nelson now inbounding the ball. Passes it into Buxton. Keegan Buxton, a little freshman. Travel is called. I almost thought that was a jump ball.
Yeah, she got a little intimidated there by some of the size, some of the girls out there. Just kind of took a little, few other extra steps, but she'll get it.
Oh, sorry. Swinton passing the ball over to Larson. Kicks it in the corner. It looks empty, but Mitchie's caught up with her. Ball is there with the Glacier Bears. Lady Glacier Bears, sorry. Such a long name, though, putting Lady in front of it.
Yep.
For those of you that don't know, Glacier Bears are real animals.
Swinton caught him sleeping, bounced it out the back, and Nelson tried to put it up right up off there, but no good. So
Gray with the rebound. So that reminds me, I have to put that up there. Nelson putting it up for an easy two.
And the ball come back. Oh.
And Smith looking at a
little ginger out there. Trina Hayward is going through today. So full timeout.
I believe the first foul, or sorry, never mind, fourth foul for Tulsi Zanow.
Yeah. So Zanow with her fourth foul, 14th foul is the full timeout called by a coach.
I believe Kaylee Smith.
Thank you for donating
$75 to senior class. Senior class appreciates all of you for supporting this particular rally. Sorry, there was an announcement made by Mr. Nelson. I believe that Smith may be pulled out. She looks a little iffy out there.
Yeah, she might have come over there. She is coming off a little bit of injury there. As you see also, I missed what happened there. As you see, she's got ice pack up near her eye there. So it seems to me that Coach Wetzel is actually starting to pull together, and he's doing really well. He's got these girls. So they definitely believe in him, and if he believes in them. So, you know, that's the one thing you do. You believe in the Mischiefs, you believe in your team, right?
Yeah, so.
As looks like Jessica Milne will be checking in for
Kaylee Smith.
Kaylee Smith, yeah.
Looks like the Glacier Bears are also starting to rally together.
Bradford checking in for the later Glacier Bears, so.
But, I almost said for Swinton. I think Swinton's been playing the whole time.
Yeah. He's a solid player.
Yes, Nelson inbounding the ball to Hayward. By the way, Taylor Nelson kicking it over to Milne at the top. Milne trying to set up a play, gives it over to Gray. Gray driving a little bit, gives it to Hayward, kicks it in to Milne. Milne putting up a two, no good, not rebounded by anyone.
6:10 left in the ballgame, 22-39, this team's up on top.
Swinton inbounding the ball to Larson, trying to get past Nelson, Taylor Nelson, that is. I thought a jump ball was called.
Yeah, he called him a foul on there on number 12, fourth grade.
For some reason, I keep losing her name specifically on my sheet. Only hers, though. I don't know why.
There's two grays on the other.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not what's messing me up either. Anyway, Swinton with the ball at the top of the Lady Christian Bears. Gives it over to Wing. See, I'm still confused by that.
Oh,
almost stolen by Taylor Nelson. Bradford comes out with the ball, though. I keep wanting to say Bradstreet. Gives it into Kohler. Kohler for two. And makes it. That's good. It's hard to deal with that height, as was shown by that exchange right there. That's not an exchange. I don't know what I'm saying. All right. Melanie with the ball at the top. Kicks it over to Tanisha Nelson. Drives in. Puts it up for an easy two. Barely missing. Rebounded by... not really anyone there.
Yeah. Ball went all the way to the ground. It's so good. Who was that?
Saudi Larson.
Yeah, Larson. Larson got out of the ball. Wing comes out of the ball game. Who checked in there?
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant for who was subbing in that. All right. Taylor Nelson inbounding the ball now for the Mischiefs. The
jump ball was called there.
Gives it over to Faith Gray. Gray over to Tanisha Nelson. Swinton with the steal. Swinton driving down now. Sets it up for two. Almost looks like a clean block by Milne, but apparently a foul was called by the official. It looked like a lot of people in the crowd thought it was a clean block. Everyone in the crowd is kind of going, you know, making the gesture for that clean.
Kelly Swinton, 5'10", you know, Jesslyn Milne out there causing a block as she comes through there as Kelly Swinton going up for two. And Swinton knocking down the first one, making it 25-39, Mischiefs up the top by 16.
Milne being listed at 5'4", by the way.
Yeah.
So, sorry, that first free throw was made?
It was good, yep.
Yeah, I can't believe I completely missed that. I was too engrossed with finding out how tall she was.
Swinton up for the second, and that's good. So 26-39, Mischiefs up the top by 16, left in the ball game. Four fouls for each team as Jessel Milne comes down with the ball.
Oh, with the crossover, driving in. And that's
Swinton
a clean...
back.
Yeah. And that's a clean block, apparently.
clean block by Swinton.
Nelson inbounding it to Hayward. He's barely missing it. Oh, my... okay, I know what I completely missed now.
Bradford up to Swinton. Swinton taking the ball up on top there. Looking around, trying to let them set up in their positions. Bradford comes out, Swinton out there. Mischiefs in a 2-3 zone as Taylor Nelson goes up to Coward. Coward gets blocked there as she goes down and she rolled her ankle. Looks like it's Jessica Milne coming down for the shot and puts it up to two and the referee will stop the play. So that'll be 41-26.
It looks like Coward is having some ankle troubles.
Yeah, she looked like she got her ankle. She's down on the floor. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Comes out there, might have just rolled her ankle as Coach Brittenham goes out there to make sure everything's all okay. And you know, that's not a timeout. It'll be Haynes' ball down there off to the score from Milne. So they'll probably be having to have somebody sub in for her, and they're going to give her a little bit of time to get off the court as she's lying down there, as Coach Brittenham's attending to her, seeing how she is. Never want to see that with anybody out there, anybody get unhurt in either team, especially in high school basketball. You know, you don't want to see anybody get hurt out there just playing a regular basketball game. And the teammates are kind of around her, rallying around her a little bit, getting around and see what happens.
They should have some pickle juice. That might help.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks kind of like it could be a really bad leg cramp, but at the same time, something must be wrong with her ankle at this point.
Yeah, who knows? It might be a cramp out there. She's coming up there and she's getting up.
And it's obviously not. If it is a leg cramp, it's not like a little one that you know you might have while you sit on the couch.
Yeah,
it's obviously something very bad.
The same thing happened with Teresa Lawrence in the Gilton last night, where she was getting cramps in her leg and she was not able to play most of the part there. So
that low sodium.
Yeah.
Or potassium.
Yep. Need a couple of bananas for the game.
Covered in salt and dipped in pickle juice.
There you go.
That's right there. That's anti-cramp food right there.
Would you eat that, Kale?
Just to stop cramps?
Yeah.
Okay, Kale says yeah.
Kale's been listening in on the game, seeing how some of this goes around there.
You might have heard him say, that's good, a few times.
Yep.
Swinton inbounding the ball now for the Lady Glacier Bears. Larson coming out with the ball. Kicks it over to Solly Wilson. Wilson trying to kick it over to, Krager.
Yeah.
Too high. I don't know why. I'm having a hard time remembering her name. Hayward now inbounding the ball for the Mischiefs as it went out of bounds off of Krager. Smith bringing the ball down now. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in this contest. Mr. Smith kicks it over to James. James drives in, puts it up for two, just barely missing. Rebounded by Swinton. Swinton driving down now. Has the ball at the top. She's trying to set something up. Goes around her teammate Wilson. Kicks it in to Krager. Gives it over to Larson and kicks it out to Bradford for two. No good. Rebounded by Tanisha Nelson. Tanisha Nelson bringing the ball down now. Ball given over to Smith at the top. Smith looking a lot better now. Smith driving in quite a bit. Puts it up for two. Rebounded by Swinton.
Swinton grabbing that ball as it battered around a little bit and picking it up.
Bradford with the ball now. I've not seen her bring it down in a while. She gives the ball back to Swinton at the top. Justin Milne and Tegan Buxton waiting to sub in. Larson with the ball at the top now. Oh, ball is stolen by Smith.
Smith coming down, looking up at Wilson. Nowhere to go, surrounded by Haynes Glacier Bears.
Stolen by Bradford.
And then knocked away and it'll come out there. It looked like Tanisha Nelson would be sitting down, Madison James would be sitting down, it's Jeff Linoni and Keegan Buxton coming.
Swinton inbounding the ball to Larson, back to Swinton. Justin was pretty tall too.
Yeah, he was. He was definitely a tall young man.
Swinton with the ball at the top now. Trying to develop something here. Goes past the screen set by Wilson, gives that off to Bradford, who stolen by Milne technically, but that was all Taylor's work.
Yeah. Gray comes up, puts it up off there, a little bit intimidated, and ball comes down. Swinton trying to grab the ball, and Gray holding her off, and Swinton just kind of bats it out of bounds and misses the ball.
So, should I put that down as a block, you think?
No.
All right. Oh, wait, was it a deflected pass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought she put up a shot, sorry. Smith putting kicking it in to Melanie. Tries putting up the two. No good. Rebounded by Stewart. Swinton now bringing the ball down for the Glacier Bears. Swinton putting it up for three. Makes it. That was a solid three right there.
Krager actually got the block on that last one, too. So.
All right. I'll write that down.
So Smith coming down with the ball.
Smith over to Buxton. Buxton kicking it out to Tite. Gray. Thursday, that is. Stolen by Stewart. Side giving it over to... Oh, sorry, Krager, but she accidentally let it go out of bounds. Stewart really hustling out there.
Yeah. Timeout by the Mischiefs as we'll come over there. So
only a minute 57 left in this game. 41-29. Mischiefs are up.
To remember all that stuff just off the top of my head.
Yep.
I've been doing this for quite a few years now. Actually, this is my 10th year in public address. I just kind of took a little bit of time off here and there, but you know, fun thing. As you hear, I'm playing the band playing Go Big Blue. And looks like Spiegan will be coming back into the ballgame. She's trying to check in with the rest of Nostrand, that's what we're talking about, a little bit of things. So, trying to get the rest attention, trying to be really nice about that. Spiegan comes back in. 29-41, 157 left in the fourth quarter. And, you know, like I said, I'm really looking forward to you going off to get your degree in broadcasting and, you know.
Thinking a little too far ahead.
That'd be great, though. I mean, you can go off and be famous and you can call the Olympics somewhere or, you know, and then you can come back here and teach here.
That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
All right, Milne getting ready to inbound the ball, gives it off to Buxton. Buxton giving the ball off to Smith, it sets it up to two, but foul. Foul's called.
That'll be on number 30, it looks like, Stewart.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just kind of push her out of the way as she's coming through there, you know, kind of displace her out of there. That's the very definition of a foul, and the Mischiefs will take out the ball with five fouls against the Lady Glacier Bears and four against the Mischiefs.
Melanie inbounding the ball to Smith.
It's like he's calling a violation there, and they're going to rebound the ball. He's making her back it up a little bit.
Did you happen to see what that was?
Yeah, she was a little bit too close in there, and she kicked the ball, and, you know.
All right. So Milne inbounding the ball to Hayward. Almost. Oh, it is stolen, in fact, by Krieger. Sorry. Give it over to Zanow at the top. I mean, Stegan. Sorry. Hamilton with the ball at the top now. Foul called on Kaylee Smith.
Is that her first foul?
Oh, that's her first. That was a little surprise.
Her first foul, team's fifth foul. So 29-41, 139. Looks like Coach Brittenham getting some more of his girls in there to get some experience out there. So
Stegan tries to inbound to Hamilton, but it just barely slips through her hands to Melanie with the steal. Gives it off to Hayward, who puts it up to two. No good. Rebounded by Hamilton.
Hamilton just a little bit upset with that. You know, she got a little excited. As it happens. You know, I've done that numerous times. That goes in with Smith, so he puts it up for two, and she's fouled. Fouled by Stewart.
That's only her second foul of the contest.
Making that 43-29, 126 left in the ballgame. Her second team six foul, so that means after this in the Mischiefs will get bonus from here on out. So,
all right, let's see, her one and only free throw,
and she
knocks it down.
Mischiefs now in bonus situation. That means any fouls against them will be 1-1.
Stewart with the ball now, almost loses it, trying to give it off, stolen by. Sorry, never mind. But it didn't really hold it long.
Yeah.
That kind of a steal, huh? Oh, stolen by Hayward, however.
And stolen back by 31.
By Stewart. Dang, it's two similar numbers. There's just way too many people with the number 3 on their jersey somewhere.
Yeah.
I wonder, what is his name in the number 3?
Trina Johnson actually getting the foul there. So that'll be 16,000, meaning the bonus will go up both sides. Anyone? So right now is a 1-1 situation. The ball goes into number 11.
Hamilton with the ball at the top now. Sorry, I just can't help it. Krieger with the ball at the top. Giving back to Stegan. Stegan with the ball now. Looking to pass it off. Stewart went through a couple of players' legs. Ball recovered by Buxton. A jump ball called. However, it was in favor of the Lady Glacier Bears.
Yeah, that'll favor the Lady Glacier Bears. And so, kind of nice to be able to have another weekend off, right? Right before we get ready for a tournament coming up.
Oh, wow. I completely forgot about that. So many games to call. Hamilton putting up a deep two, no good. Rebounded by Krieger, who puts it up to two, no good. Rebounded by Stewart, puts it up to two, no good. Rebounded by Hayward.
Hayward looking out, seeing Smith all the way down there all by herself. Puts it up for two, and good with 33 seconds left. 46-29, this team's up on top. Time ticking away.
Only 27 seconds left in this contest. I don't know why I keep saying contest.
Yeah.
All right, Stegan giving it in to, oh, wow, Krieger. Smith driving down again off the fast break, kicks it over. A slick pass to Hayward, kicking a back out over as she misses. Very barely missing as well.
Trying to get everybody involved. That was really good. Good passing. It was a good one to go there. The ball puts up last second shot. That'll be no good. And that'll be the final score, 29-46. Mischiefs up on top. And so
this is Alonzo.
And this is Dave Nelson.